Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
3 to 5 guys stand out so obviously. Dan, like Scooble did this year, that's the automatic Cy Young Award
That'll
winner
be
every
easy.
Year.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
That he clearly separates himself from every other starter, that they're clearly the Cy Young Award winner.
I want you guys both to answer this question. You tell me if you think this is a weird question.
Okay.
Do you think at some point we're going to start seeing more regular season 6-out closers?
No.
And would you have more than one on your team?
No. They used to do that. That used to be the way it was. Your closers would pitch, you know.
7-8-9?
7-8-9, 8-9.
Yeah. You don't think we'll ever go that way? Here's why I think we would.
I don't think so. Unless you have a bunch of guys in your entire pitching staff goes to the Tom House theory from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where, okay, we have a complete pitching staff of guys who will pitch 2 or 3 innings, and that's it. That's all they're going to pitch. We're not going to have starters. We're going to have 2-inning guys. We're going to have 3-inning guys.
Yeah, so
that's it.
I know we've talked about that from the front end of your pitching staff, but more, I think, on the back end, I think it'd be interesting because, you know, the more you do it on the front end of your pitching staff, the less money you have to pay, right? Because you have guys going less innings for the most part. Why wouldn't you do the same?
Yeah.
You could do the same on the back end. Rather than having to pay one closer, you know, a ton of money, what if we had 2 guys that could go 6 innings and that we're not going to actually, and then how often would they might be available? Maybe I could throw this guy every other day, or I could throw that guy every other day. Dan, what about the notion of having 6 out closers? More, and maybe even having multiple closers on a single team. Because I do think you dilute the payment system when you do that. And because we've always talked about this from a starting rotation standpoint, especially because Tampa did a great job of that. I always think back to the way that Tito used Andrew Miller and the way he was able and how valuable he was and in different roles and being able to make you feel like you almost had 2 starters in a game that could really lock down someone. I just think somewhere along the line, analytics is going to play into this and that what we're used to is already changing and it could change even more.
If you're interested in this, there's a great 3-part piece. I think it was 3 parts that Buster Olay did called The Hader Rules. And it was all about Josh Hader and his usage with the Milwaukee Brewers and how he went from exactly what you were talking about, where he was a 2-inning guy down to a 1-inning guy and what took place in that and how that all played out of why he stopped doing it.
Yeah.
He basically walked in and he told the Brewers, I'm not doing this anymore because I'm not getting compensated to do it.
And it hurts me when it comes to negotiations.
And when I go into arbitration, I'm taking a bath compared to these other guys because I'm pitching more innings than them, but they're looking down and seeing the save numbers and not paying attention to the inning numbers. And so until you change that model of how you're going about paying an arbitration, you're never going to change it. The only difference that is what you said with Andrew Miller. And the reason it worked with Andrew Miller is because he was already compensated. If you look to see what he was getting paid as a reliever for the Guardians, you look at it now and you're like, wow, they paid a reliever that? I mean, he was making like 10 mil,
right,
if not a little high. It might have been 15 mil if my memory serves me well. And so you're more inclined to do that if you have the money already coming to you. If you're still in the arbitration system, why am I going to bust my hump to do this for less dough?
Hmm. So you think we're status quo then? No, nothing
until
changes.
The arbitration system mm-hmm. changes. This is the same old, same old. And if you want more proof of it, it's a great. I think it was a three separate pieces that Buster only did on ESPN called the Hater Rules. It's mm-hmm. fantastic.
And I do think it's interesting, and you've got to figure out, you know, they used Class A in a different way in the playoffs, and it didn't work as well. Was that why he wasn't as effective, or was it because he had so many innings during the season?
I think that also triggered my thought process on the whole conversation. Want to hop in on it? You're more than welcome to 216-474-0092. Two keys and a lock also coming up straight ahead. Also, I want to make you aware of a poll that we have right now on the 92.3 The Fan X page, and it just – what's more must-see TV? We're going to talk about this a little bit later. The Cavs game trying to extend their winning streak tonight in the NBA Cup, or Mike Tyson and Jake Paul? Which one is more must-see TV? Check that out. We're going to talk about that a little bit later down the road here, but make sure you go to our X page to go see that. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com